Elizabeth Warren is jumping into a Senate race here in Massachusetts, to which many of you across the country might be saying, who? And the answer depends on who you ask. Elizabeth Warren is the Harvard Law School professor who came up with the idea of a Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Democrats saw her as an appropriate response to what seemed like the moral collapse of Wall Street. Republicans labeled her an ivory tower enemy of big business. Well, she's now stepping out of that tower in a big way to take on the Tea Party-backed Republican Scott Brown, who stunned the political world when he won the late Ted Kennedy seat last year. It's a race you're going to be hearing about, so let's get a primer with Boston Globe columnist Brian McGrory. Brian, you write that Elizabeth Warren is the most talked-about Democrat nobody really knows.
She is. I mean, as you alluded to, Robin, she's got name recognition, name identification that's virtually nil among average voters. She's extremely well-known, although well-known by name only, not well-known, you know, in a more personal sense, by party leaders, by the party elite. But right now, the average person is just starting to get an introduction to her.
Right. And what we learn is that she's a longtime critic of bank practices. She was the overseer of the bank bailout program before coming up with this idea of a consumer finance bureau with simple suggestions like readable credit card contracts. Imagine that. But Republicans vilified her. She didn't get to lead the agency she created. Now she's getting into this Senate race with this video announcement on her website.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to run for the United States Senate. And the reason is straightforward. Middle-class families have been chipped at, hacked at, squeezed, and hammered for a generation now. And I don't think Washington gets it.
Brian, we know she's the daughter of a janitor and a store clerk, grew up in Oklahoma, but she's up against Scott Brown, the guy with the pickup and the barn coat. What's your sense of what's happening here?
Well, if you listen to Republicans, they're already billing her as an elite Harvard professor, an outsider who will not play well among the rank-and-file electorate of Massachusetts. If you listen to the Democrats, we have somebody who is willing to speak their mind, somebody who is well-connected to the average concerns of middle-class voters. You know, somebody who is in every way capable of taking on Scott Brown, you know, somebody with a huge intellect. What we don't know is how she plays as a candidate, and we're about to find that out.
Well, and give us a sense of where Scott Brown is right now. He endeared himself to a lot of people here in Massachusetts with his story of growing up with abuse, both in his family and through a camp counselor. He's positioned himself as a man of the people. But he was also the only Republican standing with Democrats applauding at certain lines in President Obama's speech. Does he still have the backing of the conservative Tea Party members who put him in office?
Well, I think his Tea Party support has worn down over time, you know, oddly enough, including because some of his votes on finance bills, bank bills that Elizabeth Warren supported. I think what the reality is, Robin, is, of the Massachusetts electorate is they don't know Scott Brown very well yet. What they know of him, they like very, very much. But you'll keep in mind, when he won the last election, it was an abbreviated election. It was a special election. He didn't really emerge in the public eye until early January. So we don't know him well yet. We're about to find out a whole lot about him.
Well, especially now that he has this candidate in a crowded field. We should say there are many other Democrats who are wanting to take him on. A WBUR poll, our home station here, shows Elizabeth Warren just 9 points behind Brown. But as people here are saying, politics isn't beanbag. She's made a lot of Republican enemies. So how do you see this shaping up?
Well, in many ways, among many people who run for office for the first time, their best day in the race was the day before they got in. And we don't know yet how she's going to do with, you know, negative headlines in the Boston Globe or the Boston Herald. We don't know yet how she's going to do when she's challenged in a debate by Scott Brown, when, you know, there's a withering attacks on her from the Republican side. So we need to see her out in this situation. I mean, nobody's ready to just hand her the Democratic nomination yet.
Yeah.
There's a long way to go here.
And Brian, by the way, what does it matter? I mean, here we are in Massachusetts talking about a race that affects us, one that's still very far out. But will it be seen as a referendum on President Obama? And when it comes to that, will Elizabeth Warren also be able to be critical of the White House?
Well, it matters in a couple of ways, Robin. One is, there's a lot of symbolism around Scott Brown. You know, he really turned the tide when he won this seat last year. You know, a Republican taking the Kennedy seat. It was a national story. It was a huge story, and it set so much else in motion, including some of the popularity of the Tea Party. So to see him challenged and possibly even defeated would be monumental for Democrats. Above and beyond that, the Democrats have very few opportunities to win seats in the next cycle in the United States Senate. This is one of them, and they're going to focus hard on this. And to your question on whether it's a referendum on Obama, I mean, it's interesting for Elizabeth Warren. She now has license to not only criticize the Republicans who essentially blocked her appointment by saying that they wouldn't go along with it, but she has license to not necessarily support Obama in everything he does because the president did not appoint her to run the agency that she basically invented.
Yeah. That's Boston Globe columnist Brian McGorry on Elizabeth Warren's decision to join a crowded field of Democrats to try to see who will take on Senator Scott Brown here in Massachusetts, a race that surely will have, as Brian said, national attention. Brian, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.